Title: The Importance of Preserving Issues for Appeal. Content: This Federal Circuit opinion analyzes claim construction arguments and requests for remitter in the context of preserving issues for appeal. Background: Belanger is a manufacturer of car wash systems. Belanger owns the 041 patent, which generally discloses a spray-type car wash system with lighted spray arms that uses visual cues to help center vehicles within the wash apparatus while entering the bay. Belanger accused Wash World S Razor Edge car wash system of infringing the 041 patent. Wash World responded by seeking a declaratory judgment of non-infringement, and Belanger counterclaimed for infringement and damages. The jury found the Razor Edge system infringed the 041 patent and awarded Belanger $10,060,000. The district court subsequently denied Wash World S motion for judgment as a matter of law of non-infringement and, alternatively, for a new trial or remitter of the damages award. Wash World appealed to the Federal Circuit on two issues. Wash World first contended to overturn the infringement judgment due to alleged claim construction errors, specifically, the disputed claim terms, which relate to how the claimed car wash operates, were, I, outer cushioning sleeve, 2, predefined wash area, and, 3, dependingly mounted. In addition, Wash World also contended to reduce the damages award through remitter by approximately $2.6 million in lost profits from auxiliary products that allegedly lacked any functional relationship to Belanger's patent claim. I.e., Wash World contended Belanger's lost profits included improper convoyed sales. The alleged auxiliary products at issue here were unpatented dryers sold with the patented car wash system. Belanger asserted both of these issues were forfeited. Issues: did Wash World forfeit its claim term construction proposals, and if not, did they fail on the merits? Did Wash World forfeit its request for remitter, and if not, did the district court abuse its discretion in awarding lost profits from auxiliary products? Holdings mixed. Wash World forfeited its arguments on the I, outer cushioning sleeve and 2, predefined wash area terms. The 3, dependingly mounted argument was not forfeited, but it failed on the merits. Mixed: Wash World did not forfeit its request for remitter. The district court did abuse its discretion in awarding lost profits from auxiliary products. Reasoning: claim construction. The Federal Circuit first held Wash World forfeited its claim construction arguments regarding the I, outer cushioning sleeve and 2, predefined wash area terms. However, the Federal Circuit held Wash World did not forfeit its claim construction argument regarding 3, the dependingly mounted term. For the first and second terms, the Federal Circuit reasoned Wash World failed to preserve its claim construction arguments because Wash World proposed materially different constructions on appeal than those presented at the district court. Nor were there any exceptional circumstances here. Wash World chose what constructions to propose, was fully heard, and has never indicated to the trial court the new constructions it proposed on appeal. For the 3, dependingly mounted term, the Federal Circuit reasoned although neither party identified such term as requiring construction during the claim construction stage, a dispute over the scope of this term became apparent during briefing on Wash World's summary judgment motion in the district court. Thus, the proposed construction was not forfeited regardless. The Federal Circuit did not find the district court's claim construction as legally erroneous having a prejudicial effect. The Federal Circuit rejected Wash World's argument that dependingly mounted is limited to a direct connection, as nothing in the claim language suggests so, and it is not dispositive that the 041 patent's specification only depicts embodiments that have a direct connection. Remitter. The Federal Circuit first held Wash World did not forfeit its request for remitter because although Wash World could have been clearer in its opening brief regarding a remitter of approximately $2.6 million, the review of the record showed the district court and Belanger understood this was a component of Wash World's request. Even if such request was forfeited, the Federal Circuit found there were three exceptional circumstances here to reach the merits nonetheless.